Anyone who learns Parsha Toldot comes across the story of Yitzchak trying to bless Esav and Yaakov trying to take the brachot, and you've got to struggle with what's going on there. And the Malbim has an interesting explanation. He asked the question, Mara Yitzchak Levarech Esav Davka Lo Yaakov. Why does he want to bless him, not him? Did he not know who Yaakov was? Yaakov was the Ishtam and Esav was the Ishtadeh. So what does he like so much about Esav? And what did Rivka see that she worked so hard in order to make sure that Esav doesn't get the bracha? And if you see the psukim I put there, I put right beforehand because he uses in the answer, right before this episode, the Torah tells us that Esav married Yudit Bat Be'eri Achiti, but Masmat Be'elon Achiti, but Tiena Morat Ruach, the Yitzchak Rivka, something they didn't like about it. So maybe that gives us a little bit of a hint. So the Malbim gives us an important yesod. And the Malbim says that it can't be, people aren't meant to live alone in the world. That doesn't happen. We need each other. We need a society. And then there's people who are supposed to be spreading Hashem's word to the world. That's what Am Yisrael's role is. So and in Am Yisrael, we have a specific Shevet that we chose for this. Hashem chose for this is Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi is spreading Hashem's word to the world. They're serving as the spokespeople for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doing the Avoda. So the relationship we have with Shevet Levi is that we'll support Shevet Levi, because if they're busy working, they're not going to have time to be spreading Hashem's word. So they're going to go do all the Avoda and teach, learn the Torah and teach the Torah and spread the Torah. And we'll take care of them by giving them maaser, by giving them everything that we're supposed to give, Shevet Levi. So that's the arrangement that all of Am Yisrael has with Shevet Levi. So he said, you can't just give that over to somebody with a bracha. That was the bracha to Avraham, that Yerushua Aretz, that's he's going to get the land that's meant for a Dibuk Hashem, and Hashem's Hashkacha, and be holy in it. And Avraham didn't just give that bracha Yitzchak, you have to essentially earn that bracha. So therefore, Yitzchak didn't have intentions to give that bracha to anyone else, not to Yaakov or to Esav. You can't just give that bracha out. And therefore, in the bracha, there's no mentioning of Yerushat Aretz, and no mentioning of being that Hashem will be their Elohim. That's not in the, if you, okay, he thought it was Yaakov, he thought it was Esav, and he gives the bracha, but listen to the bracha he gives him. He doesn't say, and you get the land. He doesn't say, and you're the Yarish of Avram Avinu. So what was it that he was trying to give over? And why all of a sudden did he try to give the bracha? And with that, you look at the context of the previous pasuk. He said, in the previous pasuk, you see that Esav married someone, and they didn't. Yitzchak and Rivka didn't like it. Vatiena morad ruach the Yitzchak le Rivka. So he says, "Bazek kvar hikir Yitzchak ki Esav ainu roi lebirkat Avram." He saw that's never going to happen. It's not going to happen that Esav is going to be that person, and therefore he knows that Yaakov is the only one left. Therefore, to take the chilek avodat Hashem, because he's a tzaddik, because he's kadosh, etc. But he was worried about his sons. He's worried about his sons because Yitzchak also had a practical side. And he understood that if Yaakov is going to be so dedicated to Avodat Hashem, so then he's not going to be able to take care of the practical part. Working the land, earning a parnasa, making a living. All those things will pull him away from his studies, and since he's going to be so focused on his studies, he's not going to be able to do it. As the Gemara says, "Efshar adam choresh b'shach harisha v'zareh b'shach zriya, Torah to mayin esed." If you're busy plowing and sowing, when are you going to learn Torah? Gam yilcham milchamotav. How's he going to fight his battles? How's he going to do all that? So Yaakov, Yitzchak had this brilliant plan. What was his brilliant plan? He's going to set up, just like Am Yisrael and Shevet Levi have this arrangement. That was his plan. He was going to say, Yaakov, you're going to sit and learn. You're going to learn the Torah. You're going to spread the Torah. And Esav is the one who's going to take care of you and make sure that you'll be safe. He'll fight your battles. He'll protect you. And he'll support you. He'll provide for you. He's the Ish Tzayid. He's the one who's going to know how to take care of everything. And he's going to provide you food and protect you. So that was Yitzchak's plan. When Rivka heard this, says the Malbim, Rivka figured out that was Yitzchak's Kavana. And now he adds in, though he doesn't say it the first time, it wasn't just the Am Yisrael Shevet Levi arrangement, but it's also the arrangement we refer to as Yisachar Zvulun arrangement. Very good. Now he says it explicitly. He didn't say it the first time. In this piece, he says, "Kashut Yisachar Zulin v'shevet Levi v'Yisrael, sheYaakov yasok b'Torah ve'Esav yefarnes oto." Aval he yada heitev rishat Esav ruah tchunato. She saw that that wasn't going to work, and that was why she had to intercede and make sure that Yaakov would get the whole bracha of Hatzlacha and Osher and everything, and Memshela, everything that was in the bracha would go to Yaakov and not to Esau.
And that also explains why she didn't tell Yitzhak.
Why she didn't tell Yitzhak, because she wanted Yaakov to get the bracha that was going to go to Esau.
Yitzhak was hoping that it would go through Esau and then go to Yaakov. But Rivka wanted to just also go straight to Yaakov.
Go straight to Yaakov. She didn't trust Esau to do his part in this arrangement. If Esau got the wealth, he was going to keep it and not give any to Yaakov. And even if he, you know, got success in battle, he wasn't going to use that to protect Yaakov and make sure he, right? Rivka saw the truth about Esau that Yitzchak didn't see. That part's clear. But Yitzchak was hoping that if I give Esau a portion in the future of Am Yisrael, he'll be the protector, he'll be the provider, so Yaakov can learn. So then the two of them, because that's what he says, he's worried. Hayat doeg ba'ad shnei banav. He's worried about the future of his son. So Rivka is less worried about it, meaning she's worried about it, she's so concerned about it, she doesn't see a future for him in this lofty goal. And therefore she's willing to ignore him and leave him out. Okay, but Yitzchak was so focused on trying to include him, and he thought he could carve out a role for him. It was only because Rivka saw to his true nature what Esav was, that he wouldn't actually do his part in this arrangement, and therefore she worked to get him out of it. That says, Mara Yitzchak Levarachet Esav Davgul Yaakov. Why? Because he saw Esav as the practical one. He knew Esav was the Yisodeh and Yaakov was the Ishtam. So he figured, okay, great. Yaakov be the Ishtam, learn Torah. Esav be Yisodeh. Rivka saw it and she said, no, Esav isn't going to be a part of it. He's not going to keep his share. And therefore, she had to do everything she could in her power in order to make sure that Yitzchak gave all the brachas to Yaakov and not to Esav. That's the explanation of the Malbim to the perennial question of anybody who learns this parsha of the Torah of what was going on there with Yitzchak trying to bless Esau as opposed to Yaakov. Shkach.